We often think that we know a lot about Roman society, tending to assume that the Romans did things in a similar way to ourselves. But what was Roman imperial society really like? This is not an easy question to answer, but in this podcast, we will look at three areas that might help us to get a little closer to some answers. I'm Emma-Jane Graham, lecturer in classical studies at the Open University, and I'm joined by my colleague Ursula Rothy. So, Ursula, Roman society was very structured and hierarchical, wasn't it? Can you perhaps give us a sense of what this hierarchy involved?
Yes, well, I mean, Roman society was in many ways very hierarchically structured. You can imagine it a bit like a pyramid. The bulk of the population would be at the bottom, so most people were more or less poor. And then you had various social orders going up the pyramid. So we had a layer of people called the equestrians who had certain rights and roles in the Roman state. And in order to get into that order, you had to have a certain amount of money. And then above that, the order of the senators and their families. And that was an even higher group. And to get into that order, you had to have also a certain amount of money. And the senators, of course, made up the Senate in Rome. And then in the imperial period, which is the period we're looking at today, you also have the addition of the emperor and his family. So they kind of form the pinnacle of that pyramid. But it's a bit more complicated than that, Roman society, because it's also structured according to legal status. Legal status was a very important aspect of Roman society, and it was largely grouped around a set of opposites. So you had, for example, the legal status of being a slave or being free. And if you were a slave, you belonged to someone, and if you were free, you didn't. And you had certain rights as a human being. As a slave, you had virtually no rights. And then in between there, you have the freedmen. So you have slaves that had been freed, and this was a normal thing in Roman society. And the freedmen would be free, but they would be not free from birth. So they would have a slightly different status to people who were actually born free. And then you had the legal difference between citizens and non-citizens or peregrini. So Roman citizenship would bestow on someone certain legal rights, political rights, and also legal rights like being free from torture. You couldn't torture a Roman citizen in order to acquire evidence. And the peregrini were people who were not citizens, hadn't acquired this status and these rights. And they were often foreigners living in the city of Rome. And the important thing about this is that it wasn't really wealth-based. You could have, theoretically, very rich peregrini and poor citizens. You could have, theoretically, very rich freedmen and very poor free-born people. So the legal status didn't cut necessarily exactly with social status and wealth.